Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, December 3rd, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, what you're not being told about the San Bernardino shooting. Then, the founder of the Weather Channel on the sham of man-made climate change. And how the terrorists stole Christmas. That's next.
I think we will eventually get some indication on what that dispute was about. This was a holiday party. Maybe it was called a Christmas party. I mean, there's so many potential triggers here.
Sheep can't rebel. They're sheep. They submit. They fall. Will you fall? They think you will fall. As they perch on our chest, smothering us, strangling us in the night? Or will we become aware of the attack and surge with the power that God gave us to resist?
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
In the aftermath of yesterday's tragic shooting in San Bernardino, California, gun control advocates immediately responded by calling for strict universal background checks and, of course, more gun control, even though California already has some of the strongest gun laws in the entire nation. You cannot open carry in California, or you cannot have a concealed handgun. Something that the liberals are very proud of, by the way. And it basically left the victims of yesterday's shooting defenseless, as it is no secret that these cowardly shooters, well, they usually single out soft targets and gun-free zones. Meanwhile, the mainstream media was quick to blame right-wing extremists. CNN interviewed FBI Assistant Director Tom Fuentes, whose first impression was that the terror attack was probably carried out by an anti-government domestic militia group.
What strikes me, Jake, is that you have multiple people in some type of tactical gear, military-style gear, with long weapons, military-type assault rifles, going into a facility and attacking a government function. If it's county employees having some type of a banquet there, that takes on more of a domestic militia group, an anti-government domestic militia group wanting to attack the government, than it does international terrorism, where they're usually on a suicide mission.
So they were quick to blame right-wing extremists, but we now know that the terrorist attack was probably carried out by radical Muslims. Leanne McAdoo's in the Situation Room with more on the California shooters.
Absolutely. Thank you, Darren. Well, here's what we know so far about the massacre that took place in San Bernardino, California yesterday. The shooters were husband and wife, Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. Now, Farouk worked as a health inspector for the San Bernardino County Health Department for 5 years. His coworkers describe him as a devout Muslim, but not one who really would talk about his religion at all. In fact, they said it seemed like he was living the American dream. A few years ago, he traveled to Saudi Arabia and he brought home a wife. And then, of course, a baby soon followed. Well, it turns out Farouk and his wife left their 6-month-old baby daughter with his mother, and they said, you know, we're going to go for a doctor's appointment. But in fact, they were actually going to the office Christmas party to carry out this massacre. Now, 14 people died. More than 20 were wounded. The police say that shooters were wearing tactical gear. They had two handguns, two assault rifles, 1,600 rounds of ammo. And of course, they say that there had to be some degree of planning because they also left three explosive devices that were rigged to a remote-controlled toy car. They left that inside of the Inland Regional Center before they fled in an SUV. And they apparently had some sort of an equipment failure with the remote control, so they weren't actually able to detonate this device. Now, the suspects also reportedly threw pipe bombs at police before we saw that standoff there where the suspects were taken out by the authorities. Now, today, the authorities were able to check their home, and the police essentially said that the suspect's home was a bomb factory. They found 12 pipe bombs, other tools to create IEDs, and thousands more rounds of ammo. And the police say that they still do not have a motive, but they said based on how well they were equipped, they're speculating that they were intending to carry out planning more carnage. Now, law enforcement, they tell CNN that Farouk was apparently radicalized and he was in touch with more than one terrorism subject whom the FBI was already investigating for international terrorism. And they say that these people were communicating via phone and social media. So once again, we have someone the FBI was actively investigating. Now, we know the NSA intercepts all of that data that you're making with people who are on foreign soil, especially people who are being actively investigated. So here we're seeing, once again, a failure of the surveillance state, but also sort of a failure there with this fake racism that's going around because, Darren, neighbors say that they had actually been suspicious in recent weeks. One neighbor said that he was seeing Middle Eastern men coming and going from the house, as well as another neighbor reported that she had seen a lot of work going on in the mother's garage, as well as a lot of packages arriving in the mail. And both of these neighbors said that they wanted to report something to the authorities, but they didn't want to be racist.
That's right. And as usual, Barack Obama, he's tiptoeing all over this or all around this. You know, he's saying that right now he says it could be terrorism, mm-hmm. right? But you and I both know he will never admit that it's radical Muslim terrorists. Right now he says it could be terrorism, but he thinks it's more than likely disgruntled employees.
Right. Exactly. And we know if these shooters had been white, of course, it would have been that narrative there with the domestic terrorism. But you'll recall it was workplace grievances that apparently caused a recent Muslim convert to behead one of his coworkers and stab another last year in Oklahoma. That was Alton Nolan. And there they said, you know, workplace grievances. Darren?
Well, you got that right. And in this case, workplace grievance had premeditated jihad written all over it.
Let's just call it what it is, because we can. At the bare minimum, the coordinated massacre that just took place in San Bernardino, California, was a jihad, as was the 2009 massacre that occurred at Fort Hood. But the media spun that one too, calling it workplace violence. ABC later reported, attorneys for the victims of the 2009 Fort Hood massacre said that the alleged shooter's admission that he gunned down his countrymen to defend the Taliban proves that the assault was a terrorist attack and not, as the government had implied, workplace violence. But the bought and paid for media, its handlers in the Obama administration, won't let up on their warping of reality.
So we've received word that this shooting was not at a Planned Parenthood, so that's at least some perspective on where the shooting may be taking place. Obviously, with what happened.
Is there a Planned Parenthood nearby? Is that...
That may be the case.
Within minutes of the shooting, a deluge of leftists on Twitter immediately blamed the massacre on white people, conservatives, Donald Trump supporters, the NRA, the Second Amendment, pro-lifers, and men in general. After the shooters were named as an Arab man and woman, progressives suddenly lost all interest in the story. While media would have us all shelter in place in gun-free zones to be picked off like scared little rabbits, gun sales skyrocketed days before the shooting. during Black Friday, breaking record background checks. And the whole debacle stinks of a false flag funded by the mysterious $50+ billion Americans blindly throw at the avalanche of liberty-devouring alphabet agencies illegally surveilling and manipulating the public consensus to keep the Big Brother machine rolling. The Inland Regional Center that was attacked in San Bernardino, California, had been conducting active shooter drills for months. The LA Times writes, at first, Dorothy Vong assumed it was a drill, just like all the others at her work at the Inland Regional Center, where she's a nurse. The staff works with clients and parents of clients who are sometimes angry. They have active shooter drills every month or so. The devout Muslim man and mail-order Pakistani bride that unleashed the coordinated attack at the Inland Regional Center had been creating remote-controlled bombs in their home, predetermined preparation to commit violence on a large scale by two radicalized Muslims. That's right, radicalized. Call it what it is. CNN reports Syed Rizwan Farouk, one half of the couple behind the San Bernardino shooting massacre, was apparently radicalized and in touch with people being investigated by the FBI for international terrorism, law enforcement officials said on Thursday. Not a workplace grievance, Washington. This has jihad written all over it. In my humble opinion, we are reaching a point eclipsing any talk of impeachment or the evocation of the 25th Amendment, considering President Obama's sanity or lack thereof. We may have arrived at a point when Frank J. Larkin, Sergeant-at-Arms and doorkeeper of the U.S. Senate, being the only officer that can arrest the Manchurian candidate currently quarterbacking an American jihad in the United States, must dust off the handcuffs and enter the Oval Office. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
Now, InfoWars reporter and combat veteran Joe Biggs is smack dab in the middle of a nationwide investigation into Islamic compounds in operation right here, right now, inside the United States. And Biggs, you're tracking down six, maybe more, potential radical jihadist training camps within the United States. I mean, we're talking right here in our own backyards. What have you uncovered so far, and what's the next phase of the investigation?
Well, first off, the Obama administration is purposely leaving the borders wide open. They're allowing these people to come in here, these radicalized people, as we saw yesterday, the attack in San Bernardino, where these guys were radicalized. They went to Saudi Arabia, yet that didn't set off any flags. And yet the government's more worried about Josh and I going to Islamburg and trying to expose the fact that these places can be manipulated and or, infiltrated by these refugees, because it's a very quiet, secluded place in the Catskill Mountains. You know, we had a chance to speak with the mayor. We had a chance to speak with the sheriff there, the chief of police. And they said, you know, from the outside looking in, they seem like a peaceful people. But, you know, at the end of the day, we really don't know what's going on inside of there. And he said that's where some of the concern comes from, the fact that they handle everything internally, basically with a Sharia law. So we don't really know what is going on in there, but we do have reports of people saying they've heard gunfire, explosions, things like that in that area. There's a lot of people in that area that are apparently concerned about it, and you have a lot of people that really aren't that worried about it. So it's kind of up in the air. I can't really say yes or no, but I can definitely say that due to the secrecy, it's definitely a place that could be infiltrated by extremists. Now, there are a couple other spots that we're going to stop on this first leg of America. I'm not going to say the next location we're going to. We're going to have a few places that we're going to cover in the next few days, and then we're going to head down south to another spot and just keep moving around. And we'll take a break for the holidays, and then we're going to get back on it again and start hitting up some of the spots on the West Coast.
Well, let's talk about some more about Islamburg, because I thought it was interesting. You approach the compound, you try to talk to those folks there, but then you have a terror task force that immediately contacts you. I also want to hear about Josh Owens, how they called him, and they never even had his phone number, and somehow he magically gets a phone call from the federal government. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we approached the place with caution because we didn't know the reports of the guy from Arizona that had made a video apparently threatening this compound due to some things that they had said in their a local newspaper, like I have right here with me. It is called the Islamville Post, and this is something they do in-house there at the Islamburg Center. Now, the center was started by Mubarak Al-Jilani, who is the leader and founder of Al-Fukra, which is a terrorist-known organization. They've been attached to many attacks, assassinations, and things like that. And their American front is Muslims of America and the Quranic Institute College, which Islamburg is one of the places that that guy founded, Jilani, and another place in South Carolina. And also inside of there is the Quranic Institute, which is run by Muslims of America. So when you look at that and you do the research, it's very interesting. The fact that there's so much secrecy surrounding this place, the fact that the police aren't really going in there, the fact that they don't let many people in there, it's kind of up in the air. And yeah, it's really strange that we go out there and we're very nice. I got out of the car only by myself. I walked up. I shook their hand. I said, hey, my name's Joe Biggs. I'm a reporter. What do I need to do to possibly get a pass to come inside, do some filming, maybe sweep some fears under the rug that people might have, or prove what some people have been believing? The guy took my name and number down, and hours later, I get a call from this terrorism task force in Binghamton, New York, and the guy said he was with the New York State Police, and he was calling in regards to the fact that they were curious as to why I would go investigate this place. You know, meanwhile, while this is happening, the attack in San Bernardino was just now starting to kick off. So with these things happening, the Paris attacks, the wide open borders, the refugees coming in, not being vetted, the FBI saying that they're not being vetted. Yeah, there's cause for concern, and there's a reason that we should go out and investigate these places to make sure that there's nothing shady going on. And another interesting fact is, yes, you know, I gave my phone number and name at Islamburg to those guys to hand off to their PR guy. How they got Josh's number is beyond me. You know, me and Josh were sitting down getting ready to have dinner, and his phone rang, and he looked at me, and his mouth just kind of dropped open. His eyes got big.
I bet.
And he goes, yeah, how did you get my number? And he just kind of looks at me again, shocked, and he's like, well, how did you get my number? And the guy on the other end said, hey, you know, we're the police. You know, we have our tactics. We have our ways. We can't tell you how. We just know you're there with Joe Biggs, and you guys were at Islamburg today. And their conversation was shorter. Mine was maybe 5-10 minutes long. But, you know, definitely some interesting things going on. The fact that they want to question us for going to look at this when we know that there's a problem going on in our country, and it's growing steadily every day.
All right, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to continue this conversation with Joe Biggs right after the break, and this investigation into possible radical jihadist training camps right here in the United States of America. InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Don't want to miss it. Stick around.
Refugees are pouring into our great country from Syria. We don't even know who they are. They could be ISIS. They could be anybody. What's our president doing? Is he insane?
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News, and we're going to continue our conversation with former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who is touring the country right now, and he's out there investigating the U.S. Caliphate. There's good possibility that there might be jihadist training camps in operation right here within the United States. Well, as you know, there is a huge national debate going on right now whether or not we should allow Syrian refugees to enter the country. This especially after the Paris attacks, where one of the radical Muslim terrorists may have entered Europe and disguised as a Syrian refugee. And as a result, there are over 30 U.S. governors, mostly Republicans, who say they will not allow it and they will not accept refugees from Syria. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is leading the charge.
As governor of the state of Texas, I will not roll the dice and take the risk on allowing a few refugees in simply to expose Texans to that danger.
And by the way, Barack Obama says that it is shameful that these 30-plus governors won't allow immigrants. He says that they have betrayed American values. And Obama even going as far as mocking those of us who feel that some of these Syrian refugees might pose a threat.
These are the same folks oftentimes who suggest that they're so tough that just talking to Putin or staring down ISIL or using some additional rhetoric somehow is going to solve the problems out there. But apparently they're scared of widows and orphans coming into the United States of America as part of our tradition of compassion. Now, first they were worried about the press being too tough on them during debates. Now they're worried about three-year-old orphans.
And I can't wait to get Joe Biggs' reaction to that one. You heard the president. He says that you are overreacting or that you must not be very tough if you are worried about 3-month-old orphan refugees. What do you think about that?
I mean, this is the same thing that we went through last summer, Darren, when there was this huge influx of migrants, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them. I'm not trying to be politically correct at all, but whatever you want to give them, you know, their name, that huge rush of people coming through the southern borders. And they use the same narrative last time. The president came out, everyone came out on the Democrat side and said, these are young babies and women who need shelter. They need a place to live. And then myself, Jakari Jackson, Josh Owens, Kit Daniels, all of us have been down there, and they are grown men with gang tattoos on their face for the most part. So this whole, oh, we're going to deny these babies from coming in, negative, that's a small part. Yeah, there's some families out there that want to come through and start a new life based off of ridiculous wars that have been started. I can understand that. But until we come up with a better process to vet these individuals, we've got to shut the borders down. We can't let people through because we've seen what happened with the illegal aliens coming through the southern border. You've got that lady over in California, they got killed. You've got all kinds of instances where people that were multiple sex offenders, criminals, killers, murderers, whatever, coming through and committing more crime.
Well, Joe,
except these people are radicalized jihadists.
That's right. We've and you proved, you're the guy that proved just how easy it is for ISIS or any other potential terrorist to enter the country when you dressed up like an ISIS militant who just beheaded someone on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande River before you walked right into Texas, making Border Patrol, in my opinion, look like a total joke. So the borders are wide open. What do you think about Donald Trump's plan to build a wall to keep the borders secure?
I mean, in some ways it's going to work, you know, but at the same time, people are smart. People find a way around everything. You know, just like when I was in Paris, I was able to maneuver around and find a way past police to be able to get that shot of the dead ISIS jihadi.
Or Obama, so Obama's shipping them in. Obama ships them in on airplanes.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. When we put a wall on the north side, we could put a wall right here across from Canada. It's not going to matter when they're being flown in on UPS trucks or whatever and dropped off to parts unknown. And like you were saying earlier, you know, Greg Abbott and all these governors can stand up and say, hey, no refugees in my state. But as long as one state allows them to come in, they will get in to all the rest and spread through. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
Well, look, I don't know if Obama has lost his mind or if he is completely incompetent or if he's purposely trying to destroy this country. Joe Biggs, closing comments.
Liberalism is terrorism.
The culprits behind yesterday's tragic shooting at a Christmas party in San Bernardino have been identified as devout Muslim Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik. But who did the left rush to blame within minutes, before we knew anything about the shooters, before the bodies were even cold? White people, conservatives, Donald Trump supporters, the NRA, gun owners, pro-lifers, and all men in general.
If the mainstream media won't call it terrorism, we will. End white terror! Maybe we should put white conservative men in concentration camps to protect ourselves. We can eliminate mass shootings today. Make it illegal for white men ages 15 to 65 to own guns. Yo, GOP, kinda hard to talk about keeping people safe when your peeps are shooting up America. Another day, another mass shooting perpetrated by white men in America. And they're worried about Syrians. White terrorism exists. Digest it. So when are we going to start classifying white men as terrorists?
These are the same people who lectured us about not blaming all Muslims for the Paris massacre. And isn't it amazing how the left suddenly lost all interest in the story when it emerged that the shooters were Muslim? The maniacal call to revoke the Second Amendment suddenly disappeared. Why is the left's appetite for gun control almost entirely dependent on the race or religion of the shooter? The feverish urge to label it an act of terrorism suddenly disappeared. Now they're calling it workplace violence, despite the fact that the shooters were extremely well prepared, had pipe bombs, assault rifles, wore body armor and GoPro cameras, and left booby traps at their apartment. But this was just an impromptu argument that got out of hand. Okay, Farouk just happened to have tactical gear and explosives lying around at home after his little holiday to Saudi Arabia. And now we learn that numerous neighbors refused to report the couple's suspicious activity before the attack, for fear of being labelled racist. Once again, just as with the Bryce Williams shooting, political correctness is now so virulent, it's costing people's lives. But hey, maybe the shooters were offended by the Christmas party. Maybe the victims are to blame for provoking the killers. That's the argument leftists made after the Charlie Hebdo massacre. So why not now? Listen, it's instructive to analyse whether or not the violent and intolerant religion of Islam
untriggered
had anything to do with Saeed Farouk's rampage. It's instructive to note that Ishmael Brinsley's desire to carry out a Black Lives Matter revenge attack led to the murder of two NYPD cops. It's instructive to understand the unhinged and radical beliefs that led Dylan Roof to massacre 9 black churchgoers. What's completely worthless is to blame an entire race for a tragedy within minutes, before you even know anything about what happened, simply to bolster your political agenda and virtue signal to all your trendy progressive friends on Twitter. And then abandon that entire narrative and pretend nothing happened when reality doesn't conform to your bias. So when the next mass shooting happens, whether the culprit is black, white, or Arab, let's not use it to castigate an entire race. Let's not immediately hijack the tragedy before the bodies are cold to advance our political agenda. Let's not attack people simply for offering their prayers to the victims. Let's wait until the facts are known before making complete fools out of ourselves.
You know, with all this talk lately about gun control, it occurred to me that I've yet to see a single politician who can explain to me how they plan to take guns away from the criminal thugs who are out there on the streets right now. Oh, sure, you'll hear plenty of talk about how they plan to take guns away from us law-abiding citizens. But if you take guns away from all of us legal gun owners, then the only people that will have guns will be the bad guys. In fact, I'm curious. I want to see a show of hands right now. All those for gun control, raise your hands. All right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyone else? See there, that figures. All the usual suspects. Any questions?
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s, when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Well, recently we have seen some totalitarian calls to silence any dissenters from the climate change cult. My guest today has firsthand experience of this agenda, filmmaker J.D. King. Now, we had him on Monday night to talk about the latest in climate news. As well, he wanted to talk to us about his latest film that he's working on with the Kickstarter project. Now, right before appearing as our guest Monday night, he uploaded his full-length film, Blue Beats Green, to his YouTube channel, the theme of which is pro-freedom, pro-economic development, and pro-environment. So, of course, his was a dissenting opinion delivered in a beautiful and approachable way, so that makes him a target. All right, J.D., thank you so much for joining us once again. Now, for those who might not have seen Monday night's interview, can you briefly just give us the gist of the film?
Sure. So right now we're running a Kickstarter campaign to get our film Vice Bear funded. And the idea is we're trying to use the icon of the global warming movement really since day one, the polar bear, you know, the ice bear is what people call it, as proof basically that counters all the hysteria, because there's more polar bears now than there's ever been. In fact, when Al Gore was born, since Al Gore was born, polar bears have increased by like fivefold. Some people think sevenfold. So they've gone from like 5,000 to 25, 30,000 bears. We're talking about an apex predator, has no natural predators, largest carnivore that lives on land in the world. And if it's increasing in population, it's healthy, it's thriving. But the average person off the street would think it's dying because of climate change. So that's what the film gets into. And it starts begging the question, if they've screwed up on polar bears so bad, which when you think about it is so simple. So simple compared to something infinitely more complicated like climate change. You know, if they messed up the easy one, how can we possibly dream of trusting them with something more complicated like climate change?
Now, right before you appeared on our show Monday night, you uploaded the full-length film Blue Beats Green to your YouTube channel. And then, you know, by the time you were finished with the interview, what happened there with YouTube?
Well, the publicity that I got from InfoWars grabbed somebody's attention because my account was shut down. Not only was the film deleted, but YouTube completely suspended my account. I can't access any of the videos that I put up anymore. And that's really what got a lot of this going, a lot of this YouTube controversy. I've contacted YouTube several times in the last day and a half, and I have appealed the decision for them to suspend my account. But they said, we reviewed your account again, decided to keep it suspended. So I've appealed again, and I haven't heard anything back, but it looks like they're going to keep it shut down. Because I had, right before I talked to you last night, I was I had uploaded my last film, Blue, which is an expose of the environmental movement. It exposes small-scale environmentalism in America, how it affects the average Joe. And it also exposed a lot of the national and global environmental issues like climate change and Agenda 21. It was very well shot, beautifully made film. My friends helped me do it. We raised the money for that actually on Kickstarter about 3 years ago. And somebody just doesn't like it. And they wanted to silence the truth.
Right. And so there, obviously, you have a very powerful message. And on the one hand, you have inconvenient truth there, which has been debunked. And, you know, they're not silencing that. There's not the little YouTube minion who's deciding that that violates YouTube's policies there.
Right.
But your account was actually flagged saying the account had been terminated, citing violations of YouTube's policy
right.
against spam, gaming, misleading content, or other violations
right.
there. What do you think was the trigger there for them to say it was misleading content?
Yeah, they just didn't like the content. That's what I think it boils down to. I wouldn't be surprised if there was not a community of vicious environmentalists out there who were part of flagging a lot of my videos. But even then, they've never given me one specific reason why they suspended the account at mm-hmm. all. It's been vague. You suspended something in our terms. Or you violated something in the agreement somewhere for YouTube, misleading conduct or not conduct, but
content.
And well, spam. I mean, I've been accused of, it's like, what did I do?
Right. And how long had the trailer been up prior to you uploading the full length film on Monday night?
Oh, my channel's been around for years. Mm-hmm. It's loaded with educational content that exposes so many environmental misnomers today. From all the experts they interviewed in the film, there were some great bonus clips up there. It'd been around forever. I had my full-length film, Crying Wolf, which was the first film that I did that exposed the gray wolf introduction into Montana, Yellowstone National Park, and now really the entire United States. That film was up there. It had like close to, I think, 40 or 50,000 views. And it's also, by the way, on Vimeo, where you can still watch that film. And I did re-upload Blue, otherwise known as Blue Beat Screen, to my Vimeo channel. And so far, it's still up, and it's getting a lot of traction over there.
Right. And, Matt Drudge visited the studio about, 5 weeks ago, and this was one of his points, with being corralled into these certain ghettos onto the internet. People get stuck in these little ghettos thinking that's the only place that they can upload their content, and they want to trick people into, putting everything into that one place. And then so you have this one guy sitting in YouTube deciding that, your channel has misleading content on it. And this is so important with
sure.
this because YouTube is now taking this policy of presumed guilt. They can censor your entire channel, take down everything preemptively if they do not agree with the message. They want to be able to control the narrative that is out there. And, of course, people should be outraged with this because we're going to see more things like this happening with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course, they've got those huge copyright infringement laws. So briefly, just tell me a little bit about, your latest endeavor with this Kickstarter and how people can help you.
Sure. So we just launched 3 days ago. We've raised just over $4,000 so far. We need $25,000 to officially kickstart the project. But what we're going to do again is just highlight. We're going to make a beautiful short film. It's going to be a captivating, beautifully produced documentary style, and it's going to expose the truth about the polar bears and sea ice. There's more sea ice, just as much, basically the same, more in some areas than there was when scientists first began monitoring it in 1979. There's, like I mentioned earlier, there's way more polar bears than there's ever been now. And so what we want to do, too, is connect people through the eyes of local people, like an Inuit, a native who lives up in the Arctic Circle and whose way of life has been destroyed by these international laws that are banning them from taking Westerners on polar bear hunts. That's really devastated many of these small villages. It's their only source of economy. And they want people to come in and hunt bears. But you know what? The global international has said, we know better than you and we're not going to let it happen. So we want to find that local Inuit who can kind of be our guide and be our voice.
Right. Well, they definitely, obviously, that's one way to silence you is by taking down your entire channel. Obviously, they're thinking they could possibly force you to change the content that you're putting out there.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll beat them in the end. I'm just disappointed because in light of the Paris conference right now that's going on and the interest in the subject, I had I had dozens of videos on there that talked about a lot of the different intricate details and really unique perspectives from very educated, credible people who disbelieve the current theory on climate change. And so to have all that kind of go down right, you know, in the middle of the...
That's really interesting. It's quite curious, actually, that they do have that climate conference going on and you have this really educational channel with beautiful content there and it gets shut down.
It's well shot stuff. It's well edited stuff. It's not, none of it's like, you know, freak out style. It's not, we don't try to intimidate people. We don't try to use fear tactics. It's just, you know, level headed people saying, look, here's the facts. Here's some science you can look at. Here's actually the historical, correlation between temperature and CO2 in Earth's past. See how it doesn't correlate at all? You know, there's a problem here. This is, and then, anyways, we have some beautiful, information on there that, unfortunately is no longer available. So,
and that's the key here, because I don't want people to think that I'm against the environment or that I'm against animals. Obviously I love nature. I think it's so important for us to protect it, but the answer is not to tax people. That is not the solution to this problem. There are other solutions. And, you know, so obviously thank you so much, JD, for joining us. And you can find more information on JD King and his projects at bluebeatsgreen.com. So thank you so much. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
After yesterday's horrific tragedy in San Bernardino, California, people are demanding answers as to why assailants opened fire, killing 14 people and wounding several others. Some people have gone as far as to speculate it was because of Christmas.
I think we will eventually get some indication on what that dispute was about. This was a holiday party. Maybe it was called a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many potential triggers here.
We've seen groups like ISIS brag about how they use open immigration policies to sneak their militants into various nations. In reaction to this, many United States governors have said that they're not going to accept refugees into their respective states. Now, we know not all refugees are terrorists. We know most refugees are not militants. But with the flimsy excuse of a Christmas tree or Christmas decorations that set this guy off, we're going to ask the people here at UT, should we ban religious festivities on public universities? We're asking people if religious holidays should be allowed on public universities.
Definitely.
Religious holidays should be allowed in public universities? I think so.
You mean like they should celebrate Christmas in a classroom or just set up like Christmas decorations on the sidewalk?
Set up Christmas decorations on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if they set up something like a Christmas tree or anything like that, would that offend you at all?
No, it wouldn't offend me. I think it's fine.
So if they set up a Christmas tree or anything like that, that wouldn't offend you?
No, at all. Okay. It's all about respect.
So if they set up a Christmas tree or something else out here, would that bother you at all?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
So if somebody set up a Christmas tree out here, that wouldn't offend you at all?
No, not in the slightest.
Because I don't know if you heard, many people are speculating that yesterday's very unfortunate shooting in San Bernardino was somehow religiously motivated.
In California, but I feel like that's only like relevant to like, only there are like a few outlier people who would actually go do that sort of thing, and I feel like it's more beneficial to let people celebrate their holidays.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
John Coleman, founder of the Weather Channel on cable television. Coleman was also the original weathercaster on the ABC Network morning program, Good Morning America. For many years, he was a full professional member of the American Meteorological Society. He's a meteorologist, obviously, and was once honored as Broadcast Meteorologist of the Year. Coleman, I had a 61-year career in television, extending from the campaign from Champaign, Illinois, to Milwaukee, Chicago, New York City. And Coleman has become very active in his efforts to counter the global warming climate change frenzy. His studies of the climate data convinced him that there is no significant man-made global warming, and his beloved science of meteorology has been hijacked by a cadre of politicians and environmentalists, and the scientists who they generously fund to provide scientific papers supporting their failed theory.
When I was a kid, I'm 81 years old. When I was a kid, a thermometer was a little stick of wood with a little tube of mercury attached to it. And the best you could possibly read the temperature was within 1 or 2 degrees. I mean, its accuracy was pretty questionable. And now they're telling us we have records because of hundreds of a degree. You've got to be kidding. If you look at the pattern over, let's say, the last 1,000 years, temperatures have gone up and down. We had the medieval warm period. We had the little ice age. And you see that little squiggle on the extreme right-hand side of your screen, the last little red squiggle on this chart? That's the warming of the 20th century into the 21st century. It is nothing. It is insignificant. And it is far less than the medieval warm period. And they're telling us it's the warmest Earth has ever been. You know why that is? They've manipulated the data. It's an amazing thing.
And we even caught them with the Copenhagen documents. We even caught them with the Hide the Decline emails. But they are so committed to this that they just continue to move forward.
Well, they do whatever they can. It's a screaming outrage. This is our federal government. NOAA, the National Weather Service, at its National Data Climate Center down in Charleston, South Carolina. These people have manipulated the temperatures 4 times. And in the process, they have made the past cooler so the present is comparatively warmer, only by a degree or two, but enough for them to scream and holler about global warming. So I heard about Al Gore being elected to the U.S. Senate after he wrote a book about climate change. And I said to the man who worked for me, a man named Joe DeLeo, who's a certified consulting meteorologist of great reputation, and he worked with me as my scientist helper when I was doing Good Morning America and then went with me to the Weather Channel. I said to Joe, I said, what's this all about? I'm very skeptical because I saw this whole ice age thing. And he said, let's research it. And we began to research. And the more and more we researched in the early ages of computers, before the internet was easy, we finally came to the real facts, that how it all happened and what started Al Gore. And I'm speaking to you today from San Diego, and just a few miles from me is where the modern problem began, at the Scripps Oceanographic Institution. And there, a man named Roger Revelle and a man named Hans Seuss had come up with a study that said, yes, global warming was being caused by carbon dioxide. It was a small study, it wasn't a big deal, but it started something back in the smog, the smoggy 50s. But we've cleaned up the atmosphere hugely since then with great technology and science. But never mind, that started something. And Roger Revelle then went to Harvard. He left the Scripps Oceanographic Institute in anger, went to Harvard and started the Center for Population Studies. But he talked about this problem with carbon dioxide in his class. And in the front row of his very first class, who was the freshman student? Al Gore. And Al Gore gobbled onto this and made it the meaning of his life. Now, a few years later, Revelle realized that the global warming wasn't happening and tried to take it back. But Al Gore was already in the Senate and beginning to spend tens of millions of dollars on science to support this awful theory.
To make himself the savior of the world. I mean, if you're writing the script, I can see why they did it. You write a screenplay where you're the hero.
And so here we were. And so I learned that how wrong this was and how honorable it was as what a great scientist that made Revelle, that he could come back and say my theory was wrong. That's a sign of a great scientist, when he can realize his theory is wrong and state so. Because now we're entrapped by all these scientists who are receiving these tens of millions of dollars a year for their institutions to study global warming. All these scientists receiving that money, and if they do what Revelle did and said, wait a minute, it's not really happening, if they were to do that, their money would be cut off.
Sure.
They couldn't pay their mortgages. They couldn't send their kids to college. Their wives would leave them. So they just stick with it. It's not going to be the public debate. It's not going to be politics that settles the fight. It's going to be science. And this is what I was telling you, that science is going to produce a new way to power our civilization that is so sensational that we will turn off our use of CO2. And when we turn off our fossil fuel, the whole thing's over. It's over. We're not producing any more CO2. They don't have a basis to complain. Their whole gripe fest dies. I can hardly wait. But I don't think I'll live that long, but I think it's about 30 years away when we have a totally new power regime for our civilization based on graphene that will just wipe out the whole argument and end the debate. You can, by the way, go to YouTube and you'll find my report on graphene. That's G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E. Graphene, invented by two French scientists, won the Nobel Science Prize in 2009, and more than 30 patents have been issued for graphene products at this point. And it is the most powerful, the hardest, best conductor, most amazing substance ever created by man. It can substitute for the steel and the aluminum in our vehicles. And get this, we will be able to build a paint with it. If you paint a car with it, it will produce enough power to power that car forever.
Incredible.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the official Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Prison Planet TV. Till then, y'all have a blessed evening, and we'll see you back right here tomorrow night. See ya.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.